car and walk. She could get lost in these woods and never be seen again. Instead, she fished the pictures from her briefcase in an attempt to remind herself of a few of the reasons why she had taken this job. She had pictures of a quaint little hamlet of clapboard houses with front porches and dormer windows, an old-fashioned schoolhouse, a steepled church, hollyhocks, rhododendrons, and blossoming apple trees in full glory. Not to mention the green pastures upon which livestock grazed. There was the pie and coffee shop, the corner store, a tiny one-room freestanding library, and the adorable little cabin in the woods that would be hers, rent-free, for the year of her contract. The town backed up to the amazing Sequoia Redwoods and National Forests that spanned hundreds of miles of wilderness over the Trinity and Shasta mountain ranges. The Virgin River, after which the town was named, was deep, wide, long, and home to huge salmon, sturgeon, steelfish, and trout. She'd looked on the internet at pictures of that part of the world and was easily convinced no more beautiful land existed. Of course, she could see nothing now except rain, mud, and darkness. Ready to get out of Los Angeles, she had put her resume with the nurse's registry.